What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject... Can I trust them alone together? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 2 years and we just bought a house. We had a housewarming party in December and my oldest and dearest girlfriend stayed with us for 2 days. After most of our guests left, we decided to play a game of Never Have I Ever. One of my husband's friends from college asked if anyone had ever kissed their best friend. My best friend and I took a drink, which means we had kissed before. My husband was so intrigued that he asked us to kiss again, and everybody started cheering us on. Mind you, I was tipsy, so I straddled my best friend and gave her a big kiss with tongue. It was all fun and games until all of our guests were gone and my husband kept begging us to kiss one more time. He could tell I was getting mad, so he stopped and he got in the bed. I went to take a shower, and when I got out, he was not in the bed. He was in the kitchen with my best friend. I made him get back in the bed. He said it was hard to sleep after what he saw earlier, and then he had the nerve to ask me if I'd ever done a threesome with my best friend. He had never, ever mentioned a threesome to me. So I was furious with him. Next day, when I was taking my best friend to the airport, I told her what my husband asked me. Her response threw me off. She said that he's trying to spice things up and it might be fun. I started cursing her out, but she swore she was joking. She's supposed to come back to stay with us next month for her birthday, but I don't know if I could trust them together. My husband said he does not want her. Our friendship will end if I don't let her stay with us. What should I do? Okay, you're the one that threw everybody off, okay, with your drunk self. You're giving mixed messages, sis. One minute you're kissing a girl and liking it, the next minute you're all holier than thou about it. And you know the answer. If you have to ask if they can be trusted, you already know. Then in your mind right now, they can't. So you're going to have to go with that. She's either going to have to stay in a nice hotel if she comes to see you, or you have to go there and hang out with her for her birthday. In other words, she can't come to your house right now until you guys get this all straightened out, if you ever do. Why play with fire and invite temptation back into your house? But then you have to realize something. You're the only one mad. You're the only one cussing your best friend out. When are you going to take the blame for this? You started this. I mean, how drunk were you supposed to be? You said you were tipsy, but you got on your girl and straddled her and tongue kissed her. You did that, okay? What did you expect was going to happen? Did you not think your husband or anyone would get turned on and want more? The way you were performing, you were with it, and your husband just went with it too. And please do not blame this on the alcohol. You knew what you were doing. Steve.
Well,
right there.
One of my least favorite subjects. Here I go. Ooh. Dear Steve and Shirley, I've been married 2 years, and we just bought a house, and we had a housewarming party in December. And here's the key to this. My oldest and dearest girlfriend stayed with us for 2 days. After most of our guests left, we decided to play a game of Never Have I Ever. Right there, let's stop. There's an age limit to these types of games. Listen to me. If you are married, don't play no hearts, truth or dare. Don't spin the bottle. None of this. Now, if you married and you trying to stay married, stay away from these type of damn games.
He said stay married.
One of my husband's friends from college. See, y'all too old for this. One of my husband's friends from college asked if anyone had ever kissed their best friend. Now, I don't know. See, me right here, if I'm a woman...
Yes, sir.
And my husband's friend from college question is, have you ever kissed your best friend? Now, I'm looking upside their head now.
Yeah.
Oh, this is different to do. See, this letter about something else right now. Because I ain't never, because, you know, unless he was just, if he just said, ladies, is there a woman in here that's ever kissed their best friend? But no, he just threw out a question. Has anybody in here ever kissed their best friend? Now, y'all two dudes are best friends, too. So, that's where my mind at. I'm just saying. That would have been a big question mark for me. My best friend and I took a drink, which means we had kissed before. My husband was so intrigued that he asked us to kiss again, and everybody started cheering us on. Now, mind you, I was tipsy. So, I straddled my best friend. See, this ain't the first time, either. Because you knew how you did it then. And that alcohol made you remember. I straddled my best friend and gave her a big kiss with tongue. It was all fun and games until our guests were gone. And your husband kept begging us to kiss one more time.
Come on. One more time.
Man, don't do that. What? Do that one more time like that.
Everybody out. Party over with. Come on.
He could tell I was getting mad, so he stopped and got in bed. What you mad for?
Hang on, Steve, okay?
What are you mad about?
We'll have part two of your response coming up on today's Strawberry Letter. At 23 minutes after, the subject today is, can I trust them alone together? We'll get back into it right after this.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, can I trust them alone together?
Can you trust them alone together? Y'all out of college. You married. Y'all had a housewarming party. Y'all bought this new house. Y'all over at the house drinking. And somebody's stupid idea was to play a game of never have I ever. And then one of your husband's friends from college, some guy, asked if anybody had ever kissed their best friend. Which I would be looking upside my husband's best friend head and my husband go, well, where'd this come from? But y'all ain't see that. So my best friend and I took a drink, which means we had kissed before. My husband was so intrigued, he asked us to kiss again. So we kissed again. I straddled her and I gave her a big kiss with tongue. It was all fun and games, and everybody went home, and their husband kept begging y'all to do it again until you got mad. Now, what you mad for?
Exactly.
And Shirley said it best in her response. You're the only one mad in this letter, and you mad continuously. So he stopped and got in bed. I went to take a shower. When I got out, he wasn't in bed. I know good and well he ain't. He downstairs. I know good and well he ain't in the bed. Anyway, I ain't going to go to bed. You in the shower. Let me go back in here and holler at her. He was in the kitchen with my best friend. I made him go get back in the bed. He said, well, I'm hard to sleep after what he saw earlier. And he had the nerve to ask me if I'd ever done a threesome with my best friend. Why that's such a far-fetched question? He had never mentioned a threesome to me, so I was furious with him. Here you are mad again. No, he didn't mention it. But he also had never seen you straddle somebody and tongue kiss them. So this is a night full of revelations. He just sitting there, who the hell am I married to? You mean to tell me? Next day, I was taking my best friend to the airport. I told her what my husband asked me. Her response threw me off. She said, he's just trying to spice things up and it might be fun. I started cussing her out, but she swore she was just joking. She's supposed to come back to stay with us next month for her birthday. Let me tell you something. Your husband cannot wait for her birthday. She gonna come back and stay with y'all? That's marked on the calendar. But I don't know if I can trust them together. My husband says he does not want her. That's not true. That's why he was downstairs in the kitchen when you went in there to take a shower. Our friendship will end if I don't let her stay with us. What should I do? Well, y'all got an interesting friendship. But let me just say this. Bishop Bonner, I saw him online one time. Bishop Bonner, out of Atlanta. Great, great minister. He said, be careful of people who play victim in circumstances that they created. All y'all had to do was never play this game. Mm-hmm. All you had to do was never have straddled your girlfriend and turned to her.
Yeah.
See, all this had to, and now your husband, he can't sleep. You can't sleep. He done told you. Ain't no way in hell I can sleep after what I just saw.
Melatonin.
Who I live with? What's happening here? They still here. What is we doing? Have you ever had a threesome? I'm mad. What? He don't give a damn. I made him go back to bed. He wasn't asleep. This is when you lay on your pillow on your back with your hands folded, staring at the ceiling. And your legs is crossed. That's when your hands is folded behind your head. Yeah, so look, lady, you created this whole situation with this little stupid game. And let this be a message to everybody that's married out there. Don't play games you played in college once you're out of college.
Well,
it might seem like fun, but it's not going to go that way because you got too much at stake. Y'all done bought a house now.
Well, it was a house warming. They warmed it up.
Yeah, it's hot. It was a house hotting.
They heated it up.
Y'all up in here, man. You just straddled your girlfriend, tongue kissing her. Your husband going, what's happening? And the cold thing about men is you kissing another girl, they really bother him. That dude, he'd have turned that whole house out. But you kissing another girl, he not looking at it like that. He thinking of possibilities.
That's what he looking at.
Yeah. And he
the hope.
Be damned.
Ain't nobody saying that.
I've been living this whole damn time. I could have been
dead then.
Y'all do it again.
Yeah. That's how I got to that.
We ain't doing it no more.
Right.
What?
Maddie.
So let me ask you a question. This game right here, what's it called? Never Have I Ever. Is that you play it with cards or something? Liquor. Oh, okay.
So if they ask the question, and
you've done it, you take a drink.
You've
right?
done it, you take the drink.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, wow. See, I don't know why. See, right here, all this, I keep telling y'all how important line is. I keep saying
okay.
It really applies here,
I keep
here
telling
too,
y'all the importance of line, and y'all just don't believe me.
All right, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM, and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.